My dad said I can't listen to this till I'm 18. Neither should you. Oh, and don't try this at home.
You want a naked bathroom selfie covering your stuff with a fistful of $100 bills. That shows you like sex and you got money.
Attention, I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the podcast of Tattoos and Disappointment. With MC Paul.
I'm like literally the best 30 seconds you'll ever have.
And Og Dawes.
Captain Longstroke to you.
Hey everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
My advice to you, start drinking heavy.
Tattoos and Disappointment begins now.
To me and my friends, 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 me and my friends.
Oh, yeah. Now listen.
This is the very first tape I bought.
Tape. Yeah. I think my very first tape was Pyromania from Def Leppard. Back when the drummer had both arms. That's important.
Yeah.
It's important. Hey, do you know what has seven arms and still sucks? Def Leppard. Speaking of that, Joe Elliott's transitioning into a woman. Does it really shock you, though? I mean, he never... Pour Some Sugar on Me was by far their biggest hit. I fucking hate it because we played it weekly in the nightclubs. Like, it was always a fucking sing-along song. But he never, ever came out and said what that song was about. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, now we know.
Yeah, now we know. Now we know that he spread some on his pussy and...
Should have just been Pour Some Jizz on Me.
So, mate, are you gonna come on me or not?
Yeah, if you look back at the videos now, he kind of did have a feminine way about the way that he moved on stage, and I why didn't I see that one coming?
Literally. Oh. Hey, speaking of coming, we've missed a lot since we've been gone. Sharon Osbourne came out and admitted to how many people Ozzy's been banging behind her back. There was a hairdresser. I'll post her picture up on the podcast Facebook page.
I would consider her like a closing time.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know if I could do it at closing time.
Oh, I could.
Oh, God.
She's got big old boobies.
Yeah, well, yeah, she does have that, but...
And she's kind of thick, so you know that she probably sucks a mean dick.
Yeah. Yeah, fat girls do. But there's also the cook, who I'm assuming is a woman. There was a massage therapist. Which, that doesn't surprise me, because, I mean, you can find CD-ash massage parlors everywhere.
Cash only.
Cash only. And then there was an 18-year-old from Russia.
Oh, I'd like to see that one.
I would, too, actually. But, you know, what cracks me up is Sharon staying with him. And I can't tell if it's a money ploy. You know?
Well,
I mean, she's made her own.
Yeah, but Sharon without Ozzy is, I mean... She's famous because she's Ozzy's wife.
True. But that also tells me that Sharon hasn't put out in a long time.
Well, no. To me, I'm telling you right now, it's just all of a sudden Sharon decided that she didn't like Ozzy sleeping with other women because it's probably been going on forever.
Well, I don't even know if I would go that far. What I would say is that she had to do something because it got made public.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it kind of.
So to save face, she had to say something. And truth be known, how many cooks are really female that celebrities have? They're mainly dudes that I know of.
Well, so when Arnold got busted, was that a house cleaner or a cook?
That was a nanny.
A nanny.
Yeah, he was banging the nanny.
Oh, and she was like not attractive whatsoever. Have you seen pictures of their son together? Oh, my God.
But come on, Arnold's not that great. And as a woman laying there with, you know, Arnold's old-ass balls on you going, I'm going to come. I mean, really, are you going to be fucking hot? Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was governor at the time, and he still is Arnold. I mean, there'd be a lot of chicks that would do him just to say that I did Arnold.
Well, obviously, there's still chicks that are going to do Ozzy because, I look back at the groupie days when Black Sabbath and Ozzy were huge, you know. And sure, I could see groupies trying to fuck him.
Right.
But Ozzy's, what, 78 years old now?
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
It's a strange phenomenon that girls, they will bang the ugliest, weirdest motherfucker just because he's famous. And I've talked to several girlfriends that have all mentioned that if they ever had the chance to bang a midget, they would just for the experience, which I can relate to,
yeah, let's be politically correct.
But yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know. But dude, you got to look up a picture of Arnold's illegitimate son. You remember in Meet the Parents where they think that it's Greg's son? Or is it it's Meet the Fockers, where they got that kid and he's got the like bushy eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally, like, think about that kid and all the makeup they put on him and then put Arnold's face for that kid's face.
that him right there?
That's the dude. Look at that.
He looks like Rebecca Lobo.
See?
Maybe it's just the fucking horse teeth. I don't get it, but I think with all the plastic surgery that Sharon Osbourne's got, she's got to have a banging body.
Well, as it goes, I mean, her accent, and I mean, she's got a good look to her. Like, you know, if we were the last people on Earth, I'd fuck her. I mean, I'd probably bang her anyways just to say I banged Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, I would too. And she's had a ton of plastic surgery. Look at her face. Celebrities that get their face done also get shit done to their body. So you know she's got fake tits.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's had lipo. Yep. You know she's keeping shit where it's supposed to be.
Right.
So any celebrity that does a lot of facelifts and shit like that, like Joan Rivers. I mean, come on. Joan Rivers looked like a fucking plastic walking Barbie. So you know that her body was tight still.
Oh, yeah. Tight like a tiger.
Now, I don't know if I would go around banging Joan Rivers.
God, no.
Especially now that she's dead, but
it'd probably be better now because she'd be fucking quiet.
That is very true.
Oh! No, but on the Sharon Osbourne thing, you know, let's say that she kind of knew that Ozzy banged chicks all the time. And I mean, if you think about what kind of number that might look like if you're Ozzy. He's 70 some years old. He's been in a rock band since he was like 19. I mean, it's in the thousands. So when you reach this more advanced age, I mean, she's probably like, God, the thought of banging my old husband who's been with thousands of women and can't even say a fucking sentence right, probably just is not appealing. So I almost think, like, you know, if she saw a younger buck like you or I bet we'd get the fuck of a century.
I think that
I bet we would.
I think that it would just be dust.
Well,
like you stick it in, it would just be like the old cartoons where they fall off the cliff. It'd be, and it'd just be dust.
Well, she might have to, you know, use a lubricant because of her advanced age, but I bet you she'd put all whatever age she is into it.
So according to therichest.com is where I go to find all my celebrity net worths. Ozzy Osbourne's worth $220 million.
Yeah, if it's on the internet, you know it's true.
Right. Well, I kind of believe therichest.com, though. So apparently he's worth $220 million. So that right there says hot 18-year-old Russian.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, Sharon Osbourne in California, I mean, if she divorced, 110 of that's hers.
That's true. Very true.
So I don't think that she's staying with him for the money. I think that she's staying with him because now she's used to being famous and being Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, I think she just got caught. So therefore, she's going to play it off and she's going to stay with him, obviously, because they're still together. And I think that's what it boils down to is just money. But they probably signed a prenup, truth be known. All right, so tonight, it's Tuesday night. I don't know what fucking date it is. I don't care.
The 12th.
Anyway, tonight was the hand-in-hand a benefit for hurricane relief that I guess they did on every fucking channel. I don't know. I didn't watch it. But I guess a lot of celebrities were there, like Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Stevie Wonder, Oprah, Beyonce.
Hey, I wonder if Stevie Wonder was like, it's really good to see all you guys.
I'm really sad to see all the devastation.
So, what do they do for him? Because obviously a teleprompter is not going to work.
Well, apparently he lit up some political stuff. I don't know. I'm not getting too much into this. Oprah, Cher, Kerry Rowland, Hillary Duff, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Matt Lauer, Michael Strahan, Nora O'Donnell, Usher, Blake Shelton, Justin Bieber, George Clooney.
Pretty much everyone from FAG on Team America.
Yeah. What's the chick with the really big mouth? Played the hooker.
Angelina Jolie?
No. Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay. Pretty Woman.
The Rock, Drake, Selena Gomez, Will Smith. Here's my problem with this. I guess they raised $14 million for the hurricane relief. And I'm okay with $14 million raised to help these people out. I mean, you know, we got friends that live in Houston that saw a lot of shit. Here's the problem that I have with it. In my opinion, you know, everyone knew that these charities needed money when the hurricane was going on. J.J. Watt started a deal, raising money. He raised like $20 million just by himself. So here's my thought is that what kind of fucking person sits back and does nothing and then turns on a TV and because fucking Beyonce's on there goes, oh, well, fuck, I'm going to donate now.
Well, a lot of people.
And that's retarded.
It's the same people that watch The View and that's our society.
And
you know?
Here's my other biggest problem. I'm supposed to listen to these fucking people. Because if all of these people, Justin Timberlake, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Gwen Stefani, Dennis Quaid, Stephen Colbert, Diddy, Oprah, all of those people, if they would have donated 1% of the money they're worth,
yeah, it'd be like,
why the fuck would you care about someone donating $20 and doing this? I'm donating my time to raise money. Fuck you, donate. If all of those people would have donated, Leonardo DiCaprio allegedly is worth $225 million.
That's
one,
it.
Yeah. 1% of that's $2.4 million.
Right.
1%. If all of these fucking people, Oprah is worth what, a fucking $1 billion?
Yep.
Holy fuck, $100 million right there.
Yep.
1%. But they don't do it. But instead, they donate their time to get you to donate. And here's my biggest problem. I have to fucking pay to see their movies, whether you buy them, you pay for cable, You go to a movie theater. I have to pay to go fucking see Justin Timberlake in concert. Usually an arm and a leg, because I guarantee his tickets are a couple hundred bucks a piece.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm supposed to bow down to him because, oh, they donated their time to raise some money for charity. I don't get it. I really don't, because that's why I don't watch those fucking things. Is because if they really wanted to fucking help, they could have bought people boats. They could have been out there fucking handing out food. They could have been out there fucking rescuing people or buying boats to fucking give to rescuers to go out there and right. do it.
Right.
But no, they're going to donate their time to TV.
Actually, you know, the coolest ones are the ones that donate anonymously and you never even hear about them. I remember the hurricane that fucked up New Orleans. I guess Brad Pitt had donated a bunch of money and done a bunch of things behind the scenes and didn't want any publicity from it.
For Katrina, yeah.
Yeah, from Katrina. Yeah,
I remember seeing a deal about him building houses.
So, you know, that's, to me, when you're celebrities, I understand. Like, once somebody starts putting that thing together, you don't want to be the celebrity that, you know, it comes out that you said no, because then that makes you look like an asshole. But
to me, it makes him look like an asshole, because guess what? Oh, that George Clooney, he's so nice. He did the hand-for-hand hurricane relief right. thing. He's so nice.
Well, if I was one of those people, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'll do it. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to match dollar for dollar, or I'm going to match $10 for every dollar of a person who calls me. Because, I mean, I remember watching the MDA telethon when they would get someone famous on like that, and they'd be working the phones. You know, they would do crazy stuff like that to be like, all right, next person that calls, I'm going to multiply whatever they say by 10.
And yep.
It's
tell me it's not a play for publicity. That's all it is a fucking play for publicity, and then pull your heartstrings to get you to donate money.
Right.
Because they took it out of their millionaire lifestyle daily routine to fucking show up for 10 minutes on TV and go, oh, these people are really hurting. They need your money.
Right. And it's like, if you think about like Farm Aid, that Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp do, like at least when they started that, and they've done it every year, like performers donate performances, and it's this huge day event, and all the money raised goes to help farmers. And yeah, those guys got all kinds of money too that they could just throw at it, but in some ways it also raises awareness and keeps that in the top of people's mind, because you and I, living where we live, we know about farming and ranching and all that, but trust me, most of the people on the coast, they have no sense of what it is to have to go through that lifestyle. So like, it kind of depends on how you do it. You can be a celebrity and do something that I think overall is positive, or then you can have one of these dumbass telethons like these people did. I mean, I didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. I have no, it doesn't provide any satisfaction in my day to see a bunch of Hollywood snob nose think they're better than everybody else, try and make me feel bad like I should donate 10 bucks. Fuck them all anyways.
Yeah, well, and here's the difference though. Rock stars that donate a performance.
Right.
Those dudes are going to make a couple grand a performance anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know, you look at some of the higher paid bands like Korn or whatever, you know, yeah, they're making like 20 grand a show, but George Clooney making $20 million a movie. I mean, yeah. Come on. That's $20 million that Willie Nelson has probably never made in his lifetime, even if he would have paid his taxes,
yeah,
he's probably never made close to $20 million throughout his career.
Dude, I bet old Willie's worth quite a bit of money because he's a hell of a songwriter.
Yeah, but he didn't pay his taxes, so he's fucking broke.
Yeah. Yeah, allegedly. Broke. But, no, but I would even have more respect for him if, like, they got up and did skits or, you know, I don't know, put a gay-ass play together. I mean, not that I'd be interested in watching it, but at least they'd be working for it a little bit.
Now, see, if, like, a show like Saturday Night Live...
Yeah.
Did a hurricane relief thing, but they did a whole Saturday Night Live episode to raise money.
Right.
That would be awesome. I could see that.
I could appreciate an effort like that.
Yeah. Not fucking Oprah Winfrey, who's got billions of dollars, standing up there going, "We need your money. Please call now. And you'll get to maybe talk to a celebrity." Come on, there's fucking 20 celebrities up there answering the phones. And millions of people calling in. What do you think the chances are that those celebrities answered the phone more than once or twice?
Right.
A piece.
Oh, they only answered when the camera's on.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it. So all these fucking people calling up to donate money just to maybe get to talk to Beyonce. That's everybody. Everybody falls for gimmicks, and that was a fucking gimmick to raise $14 million. And here's the best part. J.J. Watt, who I find to be one of the best defensive players in the NFL, he raised $20 million all by an Instagram video.
Boom.
That's all he did. And then when he hit the first goal, he made another video saying, "Hey, let's fucking keep going."
Yep.
And then he fucking hits $20 million by Instagram. No. Didn't take up all this TV time. And nobody's going to fucking tell me that all these celebrities in one place, there's not little fucking gift bags from Gucci and fucking Coach and everybody else that put together little gift bags for them.
Oh, yeah.
So they got something out of this. I guarantee it wasn't for free.
No, and I guarantee you that all of the lights and the microphones and everything it took, everybody's not donating all that stuff for free either. Someone's making money off of the thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I didn't watch it, but I guarantee the fucking ads they sold during it cost a pretty fucking penny.
Yeah, that'd be my question. Since we didn't watch it, in my opinion, that thing should have been completely ad-free.
Yeah, I don't think there should have been an ad break period.
Right.
Either way, they're not...
Operators are standing by.
Yeah. All because I'm going to donate money because fucking Drake was on there telling me to. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm gonna donate money because people fucking need it.
They should have auctioned off their shit. Like, here's a pair of socks worn by George Clooney.
You know? Movie memorabilia or something.
Yeah.
Fucking make them actually give up something.
Right.
Not just 10 minutes of their time to be on TV, and then you watch how many of these motherfuckers' movies drop within the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Or new albums or whatever.
I'm surprised Hillary Clinton wasn't there.
Well,
she's on a book tour.
She's too busy blaming everybody. Jesus Christ. Hey, speaking of blaming everybody, there's a deal on Reddit. Now, I didn't know really what fucking Reddit was about.
That was a good segue, by the way.
Thanks. And I'm not even too sure what Reddit still is. But either way, if you go to Reddit.com/r/roastme, you can see pictures of people that want to be roasted. And most of them are brutal. Most of them are piss yourself funny brutal. But I'm going to put my picture up on Reddit to roast.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
You want to do it?
I'll do it.
And I found a great one, but I don't know how I'm going to get the sign in there.
Actually, we should post a picture of you and I together too.
You want to?
I mean, can we do that? Just, you know.
Well, but if we do that, then it's just going to turn out to be a bunch of fucking gay jokes.
Well, so we'll do one of you, one of me, and one of us together, and then see what all we get.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because I'm with you. We're probably going to get a bunch of gay jokes.
Yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of gay.
Like, the world's ugliest gay couple.
Like, here's one of a... I know you can't see the pictures. We'll post a link on our Facebook page.
What was that one you said? Something about the forehead of a Klingon and the eyes of Down syndrome?
Yes.
I mean, that's awesome, dude. That wasn't about you and me.
This one dude is up here. He looks Muslim. He's got like a half beard that's not really growing in. And you put a picture of yourself with holding up a sign that says, "Roast me." This guy looks like a Muslim kind of wannabe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Israeli, I would definitely profile him before getting on a plane.
Yeah. The very first roast is three things that finger has never touched: exercise equipment, proactive, and pussy. Yeah.
And bacon.
Boy, your beard made out of Care Bear dick hair. So anyway, we're going to do it. We're going to put our pictures up there. We'll be reading those on the next podcast. Because this one was posted 7 hours ago and already has 75 comments.
Holy shit.
So people are paying attention. So cool. It won't take long.
All right. So we're going to post those and then we'll read the stuff. So we'll put a link, right? We can do a link on our Facebook or something.
Well, no. I don't want our friends doing it.
Oh. All right.
I don't want people we know doing it. I want the full fucking brunt of the internet.
All right.
I think it's funny. I don't give a fuck. I make fun of myself way more than anyone can ever make fun of me.
Yeah.
So I'm all for this.
It's not like I'm putting a picture of my penis on there because I mean
you want to?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
I know it's small.
Yeah, but
and tiny.
But maybe there's something out there that we don't know that would be funnier. I don't think you can put penises on there. I have yet to run into a naked picture on Reddit. Right. And I still don't know what the fuck Reddit's for. But
I think it originally started out to be like a competing search site with like Google and stuff. If I remember right, who knows?
Let's see.
Maybe it's part of the dark web.
Let's see what the fuck Google says Reddit's for. Yeah, it doesn't fucking say. So we got that to look forward to. Well, actually, yeah. We'll go into some, what do you want to call this? Masterpiece Rap Theater?
Man, I wish we knew Master P, because then we could have Master P like say, yo, it's Master P.
Make him say,
theater, you know. Yeah, sure. Master P's Theater.
So basically what we're going to do.
Let me hear you say,
We're going to go through the top 100, the Billboard top 100, and pick out two rap songs. And me and Josh are going to take turns reading said rap songs with our own poetry master's degree that we don't have background readings of these said rap songs.
Yeah, think of it like we're going to take rap lyrics and speak like the people on the Grey Poupon commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, we're going to be rich, pompous assholes for
over
like,
classical music
for like 30 seconds a piece. So we're going to do that. But while we're doing that, we're going to go ahead and make roast me signs and get our pictures up and see how long it takes for people to start posting.
Yeah.
So that,
that's what I need for my self-esteem.
Ah, don't even worry about it. I kind of want to do mine shirtless.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you know that's going to bring out the best.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck, though.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I got enough shit wrong with just my face. They could.
No. And you can't take it to heart because.
No, I don't. Shit, you know.
Because fuck
is,
them.
It is what it is.
And we still got more shit to talk about, too. I definitely want to talk about Jenna Campano.
Oh, yes.
From The Challenge. She is going to be on, but she snapped her fucking ankle.
Oh, shit.
In half. And she didn't tell me from what. I'm assuming it's from The Challenge, because that's what she's on now, is The Challenge XXXX.
Oh, yeah, and they can't talk about that shit.
Yeah, so. They can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But she just posted pictures on her Twitter account, which I follow religiously. I don't know why, but I find her strangely fucking smoking hot. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not there with you as far as, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she busted that shit wide open. Had to have surgery, so we had to push that interview back just a little bit.
I mean, I've seen her. She's an attractive lady. I get it. Like, I'm not saying that she's ugly by any means. I don't know. She seems more your type and less mine.
Well, I wouldn't say she's my type. She's just semi-famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Hopefully she's like really cool to talk to.
No, she seems like it. And now, see, I fucked up and I get sucked into these fucking shows and I don't know why. Like, there for a while, I was fucking stuck on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was like a fucking train wreck that you just had to fucking watch, even though I know most of it's scripted, because it is. No family can be that fucking dumb. By the way, do you think...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You really think that they're not that fucking stupid?
I really do. I really don't think they're that fucking dumb.
Okay.
I think a lot of it's scripted, a lot of it's fucking played out. But anyway, now all of a sudden I'm fucking stuck watching Big Brother. Oh my God. Like, I don't know how this happens. But then when I started talking to Jenna about her coming on, I was like, well, I remember her from the Real World vaguely. I haven't really watched the Real World since like the first one with Puck in them, because Puck was fucking phenomenal, I thought. But then I've seen her. Yeah, I've seen her on some different shit. So then I sat down to watch the challenge so I would have something to talk to her about.
Right.
And now I'm fucking stuck watching it and I'm recording it.
Well, you know, someone's got to do the research for the show.
Yeah, but I genuinely like the fucking show now and Big Brother, even though I haven't watched it this week. But I have a feeling I know where I can go and watch Big Brother to get caught up again. God damn it.
Yeah, you know, my parents, they're still, like, they have Survivor watch parties with their neighbors.
See, I'm not watching that. I'm not doing it.
Don't, because you're going to get sucked in.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing it.
Right, and it's, honestly, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Back in the days when I was married and before the kiddo came along, like, Sean would watch some of these kind of shows, and I felt like I would get dumber by the second, so I would leave the room. But I always made it a point to watch the American Idol tryouts, like the first, you know, what was it, the first couple days?
Yeah,
because that's when, like, it produced William Hung,
right?
And some of the insane things we saw, and so I understand the concept of watching a train wreck.
Now, see, I do watch The Voice, but. And I tell myself every season I'm not going to continue to watch The Voice because the wrong fucking person wins. It's always the person that's the most marketable that has the looks and the voice. And it's never the most talented. Right. It's never the most talented. That one dude, that Nicholas guy that was on a few seasons ago that looked like Jesus.
Yep.
Was fucking awesome.
Yeah. That guy was amazing.
Should have won. But he didn't have the pop star look. He didn't have the marketing look to be on billboards and blah, blah, blah. And didn't have the, because that's everybody that wins has to be able to do that. Has to be able to, for a long period of time in range. And the person that does that wins.
Well.
Every fucking time.
Hey, you know what? There's hope for that dude. And that guy that was on this year that I thought was really good.
The blues dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking awesome.
So, I was thinking about this, because you were talking about Kenny Rogers earlier. And, like, and we've been listening to Yacht Rock this summer on Sirius XM.
I love it. It's great shit. Great station. So,
there was a period of time when we were pretty young kids, like middle 70s to probably mid 80s. If you think about the pop stars, I mean, like, the singer from Air Supply, that dude had, like, he had a grandma fro.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers, Captain and Tennille, you think about these people and the way they looked. And I get it, that was like the fashion, but they weren't all. I mean, they were all smoking hot.
No.
Mm-mm.
So, really, really, like the only person I found in that genre that was smoking hot back then was Blondie.
Yeah.
Like Blondie. I would have.
Olivia Newton-John, she was pretty cute.
Yeah, but that physical thing just kind of turned me off from her.
That's physical.
Yeah, and then the fucking grease thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, especially later in life. But, no, I mean, you know.
But now singers have to be hot. They have to, you know, be able to semi-sing.
Yeah, that is the media machine. But the reality is, like, the dad bods in and beards are cool and you never know. CBs may come back.
Yeah, but what fucking singer out there has a beard? Exactly. Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, that says it all.
He does?
Yeah, semi.
Speaking of that fucking douche, did you see the shit that went on between him and Corey Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't fuck with Corey Taylor. That dude is one of the most talented motherfuckers on the planet. And if you don't believe me, just look up Corey Taylor acoustic on YouTube.
Yep.
He can sing anything. and sound fucking phenomenal. But I mean, the beard thing's in, the dad bod's in, but name one fucking pop singer that's out there right now with a dad bod and a beard. There are none.
So that should change.
Yeah, but it won't, because
we'll start Dad Bod Records. And seriously, we'll put out people who fucking are talented as shit. It's like, remember when that guy, the real fat guy from Blues Traveler?
Yeah, yeah, John Popper.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's skinny as fuck now. He looks like Skeletor from He-Man.
Well, I mean, dude had to do some. He got that surgery thing because he was way too big. But
Ruben Studdard, that won American Idol,
yeah,
or got second to the gay guy, Clay Aiken. Yeah, he didn't last long.
Well, no.
No, because he didn't have the look.
And then look what they did to that one gal that won, Jennifer something.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, they just kept making her think like she was too fat. She'd been losing weight. And now she's like a spokesman for Jenny Craig or something.
Yeah, and Kelly Clarkson, she had a stroke of brilliance there for a second and then got big and disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe. All right, so we're going to do a Masterpiece Rap Theater here in a minute. We're going to post our pictures on Reddit, and hopefully before we're done, we will get some replies. And
you're going to show me pictures of these new sex robots, right?
Yeah, we're going to cover these new sex robots. We're going to get into that whole theory here in a minute because, Jesus Christ. It blows my mind. I'll just put it that way. So
is it possible to have butt stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have butt stuff. We are going to talk about that, actually, because here lately, I read a deal on Twitter the other day. Remember when social media first came out, like MySpace and all that? You really didn't get sexual on MySpace. You mainly talked about your day, your best friends, your bands, or whatever.
Right.
I guess now the current thing that kids are talking about are like eating ass. Like, that's the new Facebook thing.
Yes.
That's a new Facebook.
All about this.
Yeah. So I guess we've jumped straight from regular sex to now talk about eating ass. And there's a video of a girl that describes her first ass eating experience. And that black dude from Somalia or whatever narrates it.
He totally rips her. That is hilarious.
Dude, that's so fucking funny. We'll talk about that
too. Did we talk about the kids pouring fucking NyQuil down their buttholes and shit before?
No.
You remember hearing that where like the kids had figured out that if you just take cough syrup and you pour it straight down your butt?
Well, yeah, they're doing it with just plain vodka now.
And
I saw a deal where fucking girls are soaking their tampons in it and then sticking it inside of them.
So they're, yeah.
There's nothing they won't do. If we were kids these days, we'd be dead. We'd be dead if we were kids right now from the shit that we used to do. That was nothing compared to what these little fucking bastards are doing.
Remember that M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movie where they lived in like the old time village?
Yeah, the village.
The village.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds really good right about now, especially being a parent.
Yeah, it really does.
Just put me in an old time village and we'll make our own fucking butter and shit.
Why?
Well, you got to do shit like that, you know?
Fuck it. Let's just make our own butter.
Yeah. Okay, so this is called I Get the Bag, Mang.
I Get the Bag by Gucci Mang.
Oh, by Gucci Mang. Yep. I Get the Bag by Gucci Mang. So I'm gonna try this one more time, but we're gonna use a foreign accent. You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Yeah. Straight out the lot. 300 cash. Cash. And the car came with a blunt in it. Yay. Little mama thought, and she gone ass. Thought, and she gone fuck up the bag. That was like Forrest Gump. I don't know what happened there. And she gone, and she, it's hard to fucking say rap shit in a foreign accent. And she gone fuck up a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, yay. Dropping the dope in the stash. In, holy shit, that's hard. Okay, so there you go.
That's classic. Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. Jesus, what the fuck is rap come to nowadays?
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ.
Are you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Okay, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
You can do this. Can you hear it all right?
Yeah. And now, a reading from Transporting by Kodak. Ain't gotta wait to make the movies. I be loaded. Why you out here drinking 40s? I just toted. Still that same homie in a foreign, but it's stolen. Riding sporty, acting sporty. I can't control it. I'm doing 5. Got that bag. Yeah, I'm transporting. I got that bag on me, homie. Like I'm Jan Sportin'. He dropped his mixtape. Thought I woulda reposted. I ain't post his mixtape. Cause I don't fuck with Shouty. And scene. Yeah.
That's such a powerful ending statement. I don't fuck with
Shouty. That's our new motto for our show.
I don't fuck with Shouty.
I don't fuck with Shouty.
Oh, yeah, you get up with them Shouty and them kids.
I didn't do the next verse because I can't fucking read half of it. I be booted to the morning. PM to the morning. My lil Wooday want a bag. I'm easier when I'm rolling. Hold up, homie. Don't you owe me? Yeah, you owe me. Don't it? Like I'm in islands of adventure, how I stay rolling. Try to diss me? I need you 6 feet. She say she missed me. Then she went and kissed me. Damn, I'm so crispy. Zans got me dizzy. Ha! Try me, I ain't shy. I keep that glizzy. I was getting bent. Yeah. Yeah, French feet. What the lick read? Is that what that says?
Yeah,
sure the fuck does. Baby, come and lick me. V12, how I'm riding in the 6-speed. It makes no fucking sense. None of it. None of it.
None. Hey, baby, wanna do it?
Fuck yes. So earlier, we were talking about sex robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sun, I don't know how fucking credible the sun is. I'm assuming they're all right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, they were reporting that robot sex dolls are becoming big business, and manufacturers are now claiming their products are so realistic, people are marrying them.
Yes, I've heard this.
All right, so they're lifelike. You can program them to talk. Exactly.
Yep.
You can program them to talk, and now they have apps where you can give them attributes, like... Yep. Insecurities.
Oh, your personalities.
Personality, yeah. There's different levels to the personalities, emotional, whatever, and you can attribute points to them. And however many points they got is their personality traits, so I guess.
You could get like a fucking nagging, whiny bitch or...
Yeah, or a fucking dominatrix.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They have sensors that will react to your touch.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest problem is they still sound like robots, but with female voice. So it basically sound like Siri. Like you'd be fucking Siri, only rubberish.
Right.
And gooish. Now, I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I think that we could have maybe got a robot to fucking help clean or do dishes or something, but have leave it to fucking perverts to make a robot to fuck. Like,
I'm gonna
that
be
was
honest,
way though. More fucking important okay. than dishes and cleaning.
Let's set this in context.
So okay.
If you think about the people who invent robots and sit in their little rooms and build these things and all that, typically speaking, they don't have a lot of experience with women.
Yeah, that's true.
So it kind of makes sense. Like, I would have said it was a toss-up between they were actually going to make like an R2-D2 or a fucking girl they could have sex with. Because, I mean, they are nerds.
Right.
So, they were either going to have Data from Star Trek, R2-D2 or C-3PO, or, you know, the weird science sex robot. So, I would say any day now, there's actually going to be a real R2-D2.
Well, here's what the experts are saying. Experts have warned we'll need to be careful that we don't get addicted to artificial intelligence lovemaking. Honestly, are you fucking kidding me?
Honestly... For a guy like me, it sounds perfect.
Futurologist Dr. Ian Pearson.
Whoa. Did you just say futurologist?
Futurologist. It's like a symbologist, only future.
So that makes him an expert in futurology?
I guess so. He believes women will be ditching men for robots when they want to get frisky in 10 years' time and could even start falling in love with the machines.
Well, yeah, if you have severe personality disorder, you could probably fall in love with the machine. But for me, to be quite honest with you, after dealing with these retarded dating sites and the plethora of interesting shit that I get, I mean, it sounds pretty nice. I find me a robot that's halfway attractive. I don't have to fucking call and talk to her. I don't have to text her all the time.
Yeah, but it would get boring because then you would have no one to make fun of. You would have no one to carry on a real conversation with. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck are you going to do when you ask her, like, so what do you think about the weather today? And she's like, well, Google says.
No, I don't want to conversate.
Well, but you will because you'll get bored. Like,
well, no, I just put her in the closet. And, I mean, you know.
Okay, here's my next question, though. Who the fuck's going to clean it out?
Well,
I'm not.
It's a fucking robot. It ought to be able to get up and clean its own fucking pussy.
I'm a self-cleaning butt.
Yeah, I mean.
Because let's face it, if you have a sex robot, it's butt stuff all the time. Wait for it. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I might talk to it about, you know, I'll program it so that it tries to resist butt stuff. Kind of.
No, I do not want butts. Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Now, here's the best headline I've read so far. This coming from the New York Post, September 11th at 9:49 a.m. Hackers could program sex robots to kill.
That's fucking awesome.
That right there is a late night Skinamax movie waiting to fucking happen.
Totally.
I'll be more apt to follow this if I can have a sex robot that will give me handies while I'm playing Call of Duty, and then get up and make me a fucking sandwich.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and not try to fucking kill me.
We're talking about robots that ought to be able to do that shit, and you know, vacuum. It can talk to your little Roomba or whatever the hell it is, and coordinate shit. Get the one for in the fucking gutters. The robot can take care of the house.
What would be really fucking awesome is if, I mean, they have the robots in the auto factories yep. that weld shit. Oh, yeah. So you could teach yours to weld. You'd be like, bitch, go weld me a sculpture.
Yep.
Find her out in the garage welding shit.
I mean, the more I talk about it, the more it sounds pretty good. Like, hey, I got this fishing tournament I got to drive to. It's 4 hours. You know, robots are driving cars and shit now, too.
Yeah, but part of the thing about a real woman is trying to fucking guess whether she's going to put out or not. With a robot, you don't really have to guess.
No, it's that's just, great.
But how old will that be when you're just like, I think I'm going to stick my dick in the robot? Or if you have a real woman, you're like, I kind of want to stick my dick in her, but she's kind of acting bitchy, so I don't know. I think that's part of the great thing about sex.
Okay.
Is you don't really know whether they really want it. Now, with me, one of us are fucking.
Right.
It's either me or both of us. So, right. With a robot, I would just get old.
I don't know. I. God. All the other fucking bullshit that comes along with it. You know, like, a good girl is honestly like one in a million anymore.
But if I was a hacker, I wouldn't make it kill people. I would make it more like a real woman. Like, I would hack into it and make it fucking bitch, like, the whole time. Like, if you had one, I would sit down in the basement, hack into it, and just make it start bitching at you.
I'd fucking kill it.
That right there is worth its own weight.
Yeah.
According to New York Post, sex robots becoming increasingly popular and sophisticated. Cybersecurity lecturer Dr. Nick Patterson revealed that the lifelike dolls could end up going all Terminator on us.
Holy fucking shit, that sounds like an awesome porno.
Yeah, I swear to God, we need to write the script for sex robots.
Terminatrix.
And the acting would be perfect. I was watching Sexapede on Skinamax last night.
Arnold could do it.
Yeah. And the premise of Sexapede on Skinamax was these centipede-like creatures came out during sex, right? And the doctor was trying to figure out how to bottle it. So we're going to start writing a script for Terminatrix sex killer robots. Oh, my gosh. The sex robot has turned on and is trying to kill me.
Oh, no. Don't let that sex robot get you.
Maybe we should try her out first and see if we can reprogram her sexually. This is going to be a great script.
And then Arnold walks in. I am looking for Sarah Connor. Is Sarah Connor here?
Sarah Connor, let me do butt stuff. Yeah. However, in the case of sex robots, the danger isn't that the love dolls will end up developing minds of their own, Westward style. Instead, the risk is that the hackers could breach the realistic robot's inner defenses and catch their owners with their pants down.
Yeah, I like that whole spin of words, because isn't that the whole point, is you're trying to penetrate their inner defenses?
Yes.
I mean, fuck. You don't need to be a hacker. Just, maybe that'd be a nickname for my wiener. If I get one of those robot dolls, I'll be like, you ready for hacker, baby?
It's not really a full-on cyber hack. It's more of just like a one-page, like, .com. More like
a hacky sack.
I don't even think they're lifelike, though. And I don't want to clean this thing out. Like, I'm too fucking lazy to pull out. So if I had a sex robot, I would still come in it. And then just think, it would get all crusty and stuff in there. And probably after a while, it would get infected.
Well, you just take it out in your front yard and shove the hose up in it.
But, I mean, it'd be electronic shit. So could you do that?
Well, I mean, should you be shooting jizz in electronic stuff? Well, you know, it's liquid. I mean, you're really asking for, like, more than you bargained for.
I guess so. Fuck. God damn it. Nothing in life is easy anymore.
No, it's, man, I don't know. I bet in Vegas they have some place that sells these things. Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to do a little research.
Well, see, I've always wanted to go to the Adult Entertainment Expo.
Yep.
Because I know they got shit like this.
They would have these.
They have to. And that, I just want to fuck with porn stars.
Totally.
Especially, what's her name? Joanna Angel.
So, be like, how do you like working with Cox?
Yeah. So I guess these things are thousands of dollars, so I'll never really have one, but maybe it'll be,
hey, it's just like flat screen TVs when they first came out.
True.
You know,
before long, Walmart will have them for $59.99.
Yep. It'd be a Black Friday special. People will be lined up at Walmart at midnight to get a fucking $59.99 sex robot.
So apparently you can get, mini sized ones for $116.28.
Like little people size?
Yeah, dude. This would be almost like little people size.
Where's the rest of it?
Well, what the fuck you need the rest of it for? You got boobs and a vagina right there.
Oh, my God.
You don't need the rest of it.
Well, that's not going to get me going.
You can even do butt stuff with it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, butt stuff.
Hey, stop. Wait.
Oh, sorry, you got to do it twice. There we go.
There we go.
That's just for Crash.
Anyway. I know.
So anyway,
God, that is, I like, yeah, that might as well dig up a corpse. I mean,
I don't understand why you would need one of those. It takes me longer to find porn to beat off to than it actually does to beat off. So why the fuck am I going to take time to find the porn to beat off to, pull out this little fucking half-sized fake vagina,
right,
and beat off to it when I would already be done and asleep? I kind of like how I have sex, so it's pointless.
But if anybody happens to be listening that has one of these companies and wants to send one for me to try out.
Yeah, we'll give it a fair, honest review.
Honestly, you know.
We won't share it. You'll have to send two.
I'll put it in the car and drive around with it.
In the HOV lane.
That's right.
HOV. All right, anyway, we'll wrap this up. Coming up, we're working on interviews. I'm going to chase down Del Cheetah from the Sex Slaves. I saw a deal the other day where he is playing with Chris Angel's Mind Freak in Las Vegas.
I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's fucking weird how they just get these gigs. Like,
yeah.
Del was living in New York. All of a sudden, he's in Vegas. And the next thing I know, he's got a picture of him on stage with Chris Angel and the guitar in his hand.
Right.
And
then the next picture, they're all gone.
Yeah, and the next picture, like, what? Magic. Mind blown. What the fuck? I got all kinds of other interviews I'm working on.
You are going to be getting with Joe Roach. Right.
Yes, we are going to be starting a live recorded Wichita local band Friday.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to call it. What are we going to call it? I'd say we call it Local Band Friday because that's what we used to call it.
Yep.
We'll could just pull it out every Friday. But yeah, Joe Roach has got a lot of old local band stuff from like Surface and Alienate and Dead Orchestra and Gulch.
Yeah.
Blacktop Bully. I'm sure Surface, all of those bands are in there. Surface, yeah. All those bands. And then we're going to get new bands, current band stuff, and then a lot of stuff from the Elbow Room.
Yep.
We'll be promoting a lot of stuff from Kenny at the Elbow Room. So that'll be coming up. We might get that out this week, actually.
And thanks to our latest sponsors of the show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, there are none. Yeah.
There are none.
Just us. It seems like there was something else we were doing, but I don't remember now.
Well, I guess there'll always be the next show.
Yeah. But we did move the studio, so it'll be way easier to record now and way easier to get the shows put up. because we moved it to our basement, there are no stripper poles down here yet.
Our grandma's house.
Yeah. Mom and dad are upstairs sleeping, so we're good. We're good. Don't worry about that.
But it's all the meatloaf you can eat. Don't let your meatloaf.
So anyway, we'll be posting stuff on our Facebook account. Ozzy's fat fucking hairdresser that obviously likes to suck 78-year-old rockstar wiener.
Closing time.
I still don't think. Let me pull her picture back up here because I don't think I could do it.
Yes, you could.
Let me see. She looks like a fucking...
She looks like a fatter, younger Stevie Nicks with bigger boobs.
What? Dude, are you seeing the same picture I'm looking at? She looks like Adele fucked Steven Tyler and had a fat kid.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Closing
time. She does have huge boobs, though. I will give you that. It looks like a pretty big fupa, though. But she has tattoos. I can't imagine...
Sharon! Sharon never put it in her mouth!
You know what? It's kind of like that old... I can't remember who had the bit comedian about... Do you think... when mentally handicapped people orgasm, they suddenly become like normal and can conversate and stuff. Like maybe Ozzy's the same way. He's like, oh, I'm coming now and it feels phenomenal.
I think it.
Wow, that was really good. Thank you.
Yep. See?
It very well could be. So, yeah, I'll put all that shit up on our Facebook page. Anyway, until next time, I'm out of here. I'm going to bed. Mom and Dad are going to be pissed we're up so late.
Fuck.
I know. Son of a bitch.
We should make bunk beds.
There'd be so much more room for activities.
And do karate in the garage.
With a samurai sword.
Well?
Don't let your meat loaf.